It is National Farm Safety Week. A touch early here. We're with our friends at H&R AgriPower in Russellville. Ross Hammonds, one of our sales guys here at H&R. Good morning to you, Ross. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Tell us a little bit about your time here at H&R. How long you've been working with these guys here at H&R?
Thanksgiving this year will be 10 years. Started out in parts. Worked a couple years parts, worked a little bit in the service office, and been in sales the rest of the time here, 7-8 years. So,
what are you doing? What are you working with your farmers on these days? What kind of things are you working with in 2024 here?
We're harvest time right now, so we're just trying to keep them running, keep them in the field, whatever we can do to help them out, help them stay busy. So,
farmers looking at different things, doing different things this year because of the way the crops are looking and prices and the grain prices.
A little bit. I mean, it's they've got to have equipment. You know, some of the stuff they're trying to keep what they've got running. So, you know, selling them parts, keeping the service guys busy in the field. Maybe the interest rates, if we can get a little better interest rates, do some special stuff with that. We can try to keep them in a good payment here, upgrade if we need to.
Yeah, I think it's so important just because farmers have to have it. And I like what Tony said earlier, and you see it too. You guys are a big family right here at H&R, and a big family because you guys are continuing to grow, but it's very much a family atmosphere and to work with your farmers who are families too.
That is correct. That's the farmers, they make the world go round, and we're here to help any way we can.
You guys, this Farm Safety Week coming up, I know you guys are very involved in this community and surrounding communities to help make sure folks are doing things safe all through the year, not just during Farm Safety Week.
That is correct. That's a big thing right now. You got a lot of farmers working long hours, equipment on the road. So just even if you're not really in the farm community, being careful while you're on the road, watching these farmers and slowing down, you know, put the phone down.
That's very important to do. And, you know, and thank a farmer. I think it's important that farmers sometimes don't get thanked very often. But, you know, if you enjoy three meals a day, and I think we all do, it's time to thank a farmer and say hello.
That is correct. They, if it wasn't for them, I mean, they're feeding the animals that we're eating every night. So if it wasn't for them, we'd be in a world of hurt.
You know, we talk about the farmers, but it's also you guys have Kubota, big line of Kubota here as well. And Kubota's not only for farmers, but it makes a great option for folks who maybe have a couple acres or just an acre or two that needs to be mowed or trimmed. And those Kubotas, you can do pretty much anything with them.
Hey, we got lawnmowers side by side, small tractors for a hobby farm, landscaping business, really good mulching yards and all that. So we've got a really good small lineup, Kubota and Land Pride implements. Really helps anybody.
Talking to a guy yesterday, I said, it's amazing what Land Pride's done for Kubota, because you can pretty much, if you need to do it with a Kubota, Land Pride has the piece of equipment to make it happen.
They've got the equipment to make it happen. Yes, sir. Right here, fall, seeding yards, overseeding, spreaders, fertilize. They've got everything you need.
And that's so important because I think you need to have that. And a lot of folks like to do their own work. And a few years ago, I said, I have to ask people to grade my driveway. So for our Kubota, I got a little one of the graders to go behind it, one of the grader boxes. And it's one of the handiest things I've ever had.
They are super handy. That's what we use here on the lot to keep it smooth. And a lot easier than a box blade. Get a little grader scraper and you just set it down and go.
You know you're doing something right when your wife's like, are you going to grade the driveway anytime soon?
That's right. That's right. She wife can always find a job for you.
That's right. And the tiller, I can till the garden and get it ready. Now, just keep it growing through the year. I'm not real good at that. But I can get it ready to go now. I have a great time getting it ready.
Right. The rain, my garden, tomato plants, everything's about dead, dried up, even the yard right now. But hopefully we can catch a little bit of this rain this weekend.
I grow more tomatoes at the farmer's market than I do anywhere else.
I've got some farmers that do a lot better in their garden than I do. So yeah. If I don't raise tomatoes, I can pick some up elsewhere.
That's always the best thing to do. Well, Ross, good to meet you. Keep up the good work here at H&R. I know you encourage folks that take a little time during Farm Safety Week and think take an extra minute or so and think about safety and what you can do safely and make sure it's done right.
That's right. That's what just be careful on the roads. We got a lot of farmers out there running right now, running long hours. Right. That's the main thing right now is just watching out for them. If you can wave at them, tell them hi, tell them thank you.
Wave with all your fingers, right?
That's right. All the fingers.
I like that. I think that's good. Ross Hammond's with us, H&R AgriPower in Russellville. Great folks here. LC, thank you very much for letting us come visit with you again, LC Hudson. And you guys do a great job here. Always enjoy seeing you. And have a great week, great year, and we'll see you again soon. We're on Todd 1070 WEKT at 92.1 FM.